want to get these questions, so I'm just going to stop with the lesson there. Just remember, it says, take heed to yourself, lest hearts be weighed down with carousing, drunkenness, and the cares of this life. I would underline the cares of this life, because even small things can weigh you down. Don't let that happen. The Lord, that day might come unexpectedly, and it will. It'll come as a snare for those who dwell on the face of the whole earth. Watch, therefore, and pray always that you may be counted worthy to escape all these things that will come to pass. And I think that's interesting, because that kind of ties right in with one of these questions. It says, will all the people who have accepted Christ as Savior be raptured, or only those Christians who watch and pray and are looking for him, in other words, ready? We have a very merciful God, very merciful. And it hasn't really got anything to do with what we do or not do. It. If we've received the Lord, it's his power within us. When I taught high school Bible, I had a huge magnet. It was just huge. One of the kids swiped it, so I don't still have it. But I would take these little figures, and I'd put all these little figures out, and then I would put a paperclip behind some of them. So when I did the magnet thing, some of the little figures raptured. And why? Because of what they had done? No, but they had received Christ, and so they had the Holy Spirit within them. But I'd say if Luke warns us here, it says, you know, lest your hearts be weighed down with carousing, drunkenness, and cares of this life, the day's going to come upon you unexpectedly. Don't live that way. Be counted worthy. You're going to stand before Almighty God, pure love, and you are going to sense every wrong thought that you ever thought, I'm sure, because he's so holy. So live like you're going to meet him today, and it'll change your life. It's the way to live. And I love this question here. This is a hard thought one. It says that not a hair on your head will perish, yet in 16b it says they're going to put some of you to death. Carefully. So you don't mess your hair. We're so lost in the material that we forget that God has the DNA on every single person that belongs to him. It says in Psalm 139 that he knows us. He has us. If I should be in a fire today and burn up, is it all over because he doesn't have any DNA? No, he's got it down written in his book. I've often thought about those that died on the Titanic, and if they were believers, then you know, their bodies are gone. They were never buried. They were. Chicago Fire is another one. God knows us. He knows us inside and out. He'll bring us back to life. He loves us. And just, I know I'm over. I'm just going to take 1 minute for this. 2 minutes. Because I promised somebody last week I would. And sometimes we really can't understand why we have such a person that we're living with. You know, you can just have a very difficult husband. If you don't have a difficult husband, praise God all the way home today that you have it easy. Praise God. But why would God allow that to happen? Says, sweet person, you know. Well, because from one who is hard to love, he's trying to develop in you a genuine love based on mature insight. And you're not going to have it any other way. It's the same thing with circumstances of sorrow. There's something so special about the joy of the Lord that you can have tears running down your face and yet still sense the joy of the Lord. How are you ever going to know true joy? See, if you notice, these are the fruits of the Spirit. Now, I told the Lord that I could wake up some morning and have all those fruits if he would just give them to me. And he says, no, that's not how you get it. You get it love from being with somebody who's difficult to love. Oh. Well, you know, I started looking at my children different when I realized they were sandpaper to sand me down. And then I began to look at them differently. And I want to tell you this, that if you really want to see your spouse or maybe a son or daughter or somebody else, God is developing in you genuine love while you're beginning to have God love for that individual. And you'll see them change. You really will. Anyway, I just wanted to give somebody encouragement. Father, we thank you for your precious, precious word. We thank you for the fact that you went all the way to the cross to die for the likes of us, Lord. Die for the likes of myself. Oh God, what a precious God you are, and that you're going to come one day and take us home to be with you. And what a day that will be. What a glorious day that will be. And but help us, Lord, while we're still here, to be your workers, to be your light in this dark world. Oh God, help each one today, and especially those that have come burdened today. Help them to dump those burdens at the foot of the cross, because their shoulders aren't big enough to carry those burdens. Oh God, we need to learn how to give them over to you. And we'll simply give you all the praise in Jesus' name. Amen.